Domestic Recovery Fuels International Boom for Argentina's Telefe, by Dom Serafini. Argentina's President Néstor Kirchner is riding an economic boom toward re-election, and the bright economy has certainly brought smiles to the faces of Argentinians. And no one could be happier than Telefe executives. Everything seems to be going smoothly for the company, one of the two largest broadcasting networks in Argentina. Its link with parent company Telefónica of Spain, one of Europe's largest telephone companies, which also owns giant Dutch format licensor Endemol, assures all the necessary cutting-edge transport technology to face the digital future. And the company's expansion into production, both domestic and international, guarantees its content. As they say in the television business, content is king and transport is queen. In terms of TV developments, after the 2001 economic crisis, Argentina is playing catch-up with the rest of the developed world in several areas. Broadband, program production, international distribution, TV trade shows, and changing those vestigial regulations such as import roadblocks that damage the growth of the industry. According to a study by research company IDC Argentina on behalf of Cisco, the number of broadband connections in the country was expected to rise as much as 56% by the end of 2006. Out of 7.95 million TV households, the study identified 1,219,497 broadband connections, a TV household market penetration of 15.34%, equivalent to 3.1% of the population. Cable subscribers are now back at the level of their pre-economic meltdown of 2001 at 5.5 million. In terms of production, most of the country's TV product is churned out by Telefe and RTR, the country's two main broadcast entities out of five TV networks, Claxon, one of the main local cable programmers, and a number of independent production companies, including Ideas del Sur, RJB Producciones, Patagonic Film Group, Polka Producciones, and Cuatro Cabezas. Argentina also boasts several international TV and film distribution companies, including America Video Films, Later Films, Premium Media, and Telefilms, in addition to RTR International and Telefe International. Aided by favorable exchange rates and a prosperous domestic TV industry, Argentina could even become an important TV trade show stop for the international TV sector, with the Jornadas, a market organized by the local cable TV association, ATVC. While in the past, ATVC's Jornadas was limited to domestic participation, over the years it has become a meeting place for the Southern Cone, and now it has expanded to include the whole of Latin America. However, one of the many organizational problems facing the Jornadas is the difficult and loosely regulated Argentine customs policy, a problem that even the otherwise efficient FedEx is unable to handle. Argentine custom rules on incoming material for conventions differ according to presiding custom officials and are often blocked from delivery to the exhibition center. The problems with Argentine customs are so severe that even Argentine TV export companies ship and receive material from neighboring Uruguay and then truck it to Buenos Aires. The problems between Argentina's TV industry and the country's customs began back in 1991 when the economy minister Domingo Cavallo decreed that when importing content to Argentine television broadcasters, the importer must pay, as importation duties, 50% of the agreed license fee for the corresponding TV episode or movie. As this was considered an impossibly high demand, nobody really took it very seriously. Previously, the government had also decreed that all foreign TV episodes or movies to be broadcast locally had to be dubbed into Spanish in Argentina, another decree that nobody took seriously. Thus, both rules failed to be enforced and were subsequently forgotten. Recently, though, the current tax authority discovered the 1991 surcharge decree and began demanding that importers pay back taxes for huge amounts of money, in millions of U.S. dollars, especially for the two main program importers, Telefe and RTR. The irony is that problems with Argentine customs ultimately forced the program exporters and importers to increasingly use satellite distribution, which is not affected by the 1991 import duties, thus reducing the back taxes potential and resolving the clearance problem. Unfortunately, however, the perseverance of customs difficulties will curtail the potential of such emerging TV trade shows as Jornadas, especially in view of the fact that ATVC, being an association, is not an effective market organizer. But the Argentine TV industry doesn't seem to be discouraged by the few residual challenges left over from the economic crisis era. Indeed, the Buenos Aires-based Televisión Federal S.A. better known as Telefe, is currently the most watched television network in Argentina. With more than 12.4 million residents, or 31% of the nation, the greater Buenos Aires area represents the country's largest market and is served by Telefe's main TV station, Canal 11. Telefe was formerly known as Canal 11, a state-run network, which was privatized and established as Telefe in 1989, when Grupo Atlantida, with 80% ownership, and Murdoch's News Corp, 20% ownership, took over the channel. Since 1997, Grupo Telefe parent company Telefónica of Spain has owned it. Today, Telefe and RTR share 80% of the nation's TV broadcast revenue, estimated at the equivalent of $200 million per year, which makes Argentina the world's 21st largest TV ad market. Per second advertising rates on Telefe vary from 200 pesos, or $65 for daytime TV spots, to 3,300 pesos, equivalent to $1,080 for telenovelas such as Monte Cristo during primetime. Grupo Telefe is divided into several divisions, including Telefe, Telefe Contenidos, the production division under Claudio Villarruel, Telefe International, and Cables and Cables Interior. Telefe, headed by Chairman Jorge Perez Bello, is the broadcasting division, which operates 9 TV affiliate stations in major cities. There are a total of 42 TV broadcast stations in the country. Cables Interior, led by Gabriel Bianco, is the division responsible for the network of cable coverage in the interiors, allowing Telefe to reach 90% of the country's population. Telefe International is run by CEO Alejandro Parra and is divided into 3 areas: programming sales, led by Michelle Wasserman; formats, international productions, and production services, led by Gonzalo Sile; and international pay TV stations, led by Daniel Atuala. This latter service now reaches 3 million subscribers in the Spanish-speaking market worldwide. A combination of favorable exchange rates, below-the-line high technical skills, and good artistic talents, along with low production costs, make Argentina an attractive venue for international production. It is estimated that a one-hour drama, which costs 100,000 euro per episode in Europe, could cost from $15,000 to $25,000 in Argentina with the same production value. But format sales are increasingly representing a profit area for Telefe, expanding from the time in 2003 when the company sold the concept of El Legado to Italy's Rai for its pre-primetime quiz strip La Redita. Last summer, Telefe sold the format of its telenovela Resistir to Fox, while Fox gave Telefe international distribution rights to the series' U.S. version, Watch Over Me. Currently, the format of Monte Cristo, Telefe's most popular telenovela, has been sold to Mexico, Chile, and Portugal. At the same time, Telefe is producing a 110-episode series on behalf of Russia's RTR, while renting its studio facilities to Mexican and American production companies. Since Parra took over Telefe's international activities, program sales were expanded in 80 territories with a catalog of 40,000 hours and increasing at a rate of 1,200 new hours per year, including 1,000 new telenovelas. Parra, a graduate of the Wharton Business School, entered Telefe via Grupo Telefónica de Argentina, a company he joined as an engineer in 1991. With the acquisition by Spain's Telefónica of Argentina's MSO Multicanal, Parra was transferred to the new entity in 1996 to manage the technical requirements and consolidate more than 95 cable operators. In 1998, he became technical and operations manager of Cablevisión, the leading cable operator in Argentina, part of Multicanal. In March 2000, when Telefónica Media became Grupo Admira, he was appointed a member of Telefe's management team. In 2002, Grupo Admira, formerly known as Telefónica Media, was split into Admira Media and Telefónica Contenidos, which includes Endemol Argentina, with the former generating about 3 billion euro in revenue. Currently, in addition to holding the position of CEO of Telefe International, Parra is also in charge of business related to shows, music, movies, and theater.